WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
I'm Alyssa Goode from WNRN live at the Sound Studios in Charlottesville. And today I am joined by a high energy band from New York City that has a decade of music under their belt and soon to have a brand new album coming named Barbara. I'm so thrilled to have to be talking today with Keith Murray and Chris Kane of We Are Scientists. Guys, thank you so much for playing with us here in Charlottesville.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. you guys so graciously said that you would actually do a song from this upcoming album, Barbara. Can you start things off for us today with the new one?
With just that.
Yes.
Great.
Ready, Danny Allen?
Yeah.
Don't Stop Me. It's brand new music from We Are Scientists live at the Sound Studios in Charlottesville. And originally with the band, Keith, do I remember this right, that you were the original drummer?
That's true.
So you know great beats when you hear them. Can you tell us about the newest addition to We Are Scientists?
I've been hearing a lot of great beats that I couldn't identify. And it was really disturbing me. I knew they were great. I just couldn't pinpoint them down. So I did a lot of research. It was about a 3-year project.
Yeah.
Sort of coincided
with...
Well, time off during the touring on the second record. So we'd get to a venue. Chris would set up all the stuff. I'd go to the library, do some research.
And that's thoughtful of you,
found,
Chris.
But, hey, he doesn't know a good beat when he hears it, so he's going on my word.
I hate doing research, too. I was happy to get out of it.
And we found Mr. Danny Allen on the other side of the world.
That's why it took so literally. Long. He was in Australia.
And Danny, was there like a headhunter involved here? Did someone get in touch with you and say this band is looking for a drummer, or a little closer to home than that?
It was just about drinking.
Yeah, you're thinking of the advertising world. This is rock and roll.
Yeah, we just knew each other from the traps, around the traps, and then the traps of New York City. And I don't know. It was just convenient, I think.
It was just convenient.
Story of Danny's life.
He had the drums. He was already sitting in the van.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
Because you'd abducted him. How does this work?
He was trying to steal it, I think.
Yeah, he needed a ride home.
Yeah, I was hanging around a lot.
To
designated driver situation.
You learn to put yourself in the right position, to be noticed by in the houses. In the van.
He made posters of himself, flyered our block.
Well, it sounds like you guys just end up probably having a whole lot of fun while you guys are out on tour and hanging out together. And the two of you, Chris, Keith, you've been together for plus 10 years at this point. When you're making music, are you guys just writing together while you're in the van and traveling around? Because it seems like a lot of your time is spent touring.
Yeah.
Our process, Keith gets an acoustic guitar and I have a lighter and I hold the lighter closer and closer to his face until... he sings something I like.
Until I've come up with a basic progression.
Something pretty, something workable. And then the lighter gets set down and, you know, we go from there.
Yeah, we do almost no writing at all on the road, actually. Yeah, the touring time is dead creative time.
Touring time is for fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that sounds great because, I mean, if you think about it, like, you guys are based in New York City, and it seems like much of your success has been in the UK. Does that feel like a vacation for you guys when you get to go out on tour and be in UK and Europe?
No, I think that makes it feel more like work. Yeah, it makes you feel like you're going to work.
That's true.
Like your dad packing the suitcase for the business trip.
Well, that's literally true in your case, but which is why it feels that way.
Yeah.
He packs your suitcase.
I didn't mean my dad is packing my bag.
That's not what you meant to say, but you realize yeah. You said that for a reason, didn't you?
Oh, man. We could go on this way forever. But I would like to get another song from you guys. What do you guys want to play next?
Do you want to do Jack and Ginger or Nice Guys? Do you have a preference?
Jack and Ginger.
Jack and Ginger?
Yeah.
It's called Jack and Ginger.
Another new one, yeah.
It's about that time. I probably ought to go. Self-control. If you liked it, I was hoping I would know. If you liked it, I was hoping I would know. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Both our numbers on the napkin, drenched in coke and gin, we're soaking in. On the floor in limbo, thanks to all the Jack and Ginger, every pour has been encouraging. the song when napkins drenched in cold and gin was soaking in. On the floor, remember, thanks to all the Jack and Ginger, every pour has been encouraging.
Premiering new music for WNRN. That's We Are Scientists. Jack and Ginger?
Yes.
Favorite drink?
No.
But some, I mean, some people like it.
At somebody's, some, surely somebody somewhere.
It's so true.
Call in now if your favorite drink is Jack and Ginger.
Actually, around the time that song was written, my favorite drink was Blenheim's spicy ginger ale and Bullet Bourbon. Which is
sort of a poor man's Jack and Ginger.
Yeah, Jack and Ginger is a sad approximation, unless the people at Jack Daniels are listening, in which case I'd like it and send us.
Wrap our bus.
Yeah. Sorry, that was my lawyer.
Yeah, here. Just you cannot just.
Well, just talking to you guys for a few minutes, it's obvious that you just, you love to crack each other up. And I was looking online and I had seen something about this before.
You
that
didn't see
we are
the sex tape, did you?
No, but I bet that's hilarious.
There isn't one.
Okay. But I wanted to ask you about the MTV shorts that you guys did in the UK called Steve Wants His Money. How did this come to pass? Like, do people just know that you're hilarious and just want you to do things such as this? Or
yeah, it was one of the rare occurrences where people knew we were hilarious and wanted us to do something and also wanted to pay us for it.
Yeah.
So we had to do it.
We don't work for free and we can't not work when money's offered. Is our two sort of our twin rule.
So where did the idea for Steve come up? Is this actually the name of your manager or
from
something?
Reality, from our loan shark.
Yeah, no. In the series, Steve is a loan shark who wants the money he lent us back immediately.
Yeah, and you guys like escape to the UK so that you can get away from him in the US.
But we don't actually escape because Steve finds us.
If you watched even the opening credits of this, you would know the story.
The voiceover in the first 15 seconds.
It's hard to find in the US.
But the last one, you actually end up paying Steve off.
Oh, so I guess you have seen it, but you don't know the story.
I do know the story. I'm trying to pull it out of you.
I see. It's more interesting if we tell it than if you just recount it to us.
Charlie Rose doesn't get up there and just read the autobiography.
Actually.
Well, bad example.
Oh, man.
What was the question? Yeah, Steve did get paid off at the end. So there won't be a sequel.
There won't be a sequel.
No.
That's kind of upsetting. Okay, all right.
I mean, we're gonna continue to
pay
produce
Steve off.
Creative, you know, output.
I don't mean there won't be a follow up thing that we do. It's just the Steve story we think has been told.
Yeah, seems like we've gotten that reaction a lot. Though people seem not only to assume that there will be a follow up, but to desire one, which is unfathomable to us, having seen the final edits.
Was there a whole lot that they cut out that you were like, come on?
No, they didn't cut out enough. I think it's pretty
That's pretty awesome.
Would have been a really snappy 2.5 minute episode.
Yeah. Very, very solid.
Well, I want to ask you about this upcoming album. I love the idea that it's just called Barbara. Yeah. Did you do that so that you could kind of coddle this and make it seem like someone that you were building out of thin air, or is this just someone's name?
Yeah, we definitely don't have paternal sides at all.
Mm.
So I think naming
and
it
I'm,
just
and I'm actually a father.
Well, yeah, I was taking that into consideration. I think we maybe gave it a person's name so that we could resent it and distance ourselves from it as easily as possible. It's its own guy, woman.
Probably some traditionally female name.
Whatever. What about Barbara Streisand? I gotcha.
Burn.
Well, we'll talk later.
Okay. So the new album, Barbara, from We Are Scientists, not coming out until June. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. But in the meantime, Rules Don't Stop Me is up on your website. You've got a really fun video for it. Who produced this? Was this your own brainchild's or?
A couple of guys in Brooklyn called Labor, spelled with that British U in it. Mm. But they're not British.
That's what attracted us to them.
That's what initially got us through the door. That was the honey. And then after that, their wizardry with software tools kept us around. And the pizza, the free pizza. But Ryan and Wyeth. I think their website is Labor NY.
You seem to really think that people are going to be scrambling to figure everything they can about Labor.
I think they did some things in there that James Cameron's going to want to talk to them. George Lucas is going to want to talk to them.
How did George Lucas's people could find Labor if we just spelled it and sent them from Brooklyn?
I doubt it.
Okay,
those guys are so internet based nowadays.
The end result, though, I have to say, is a really cool video.
Oh, that wasn't because of them. We did all that.
That was just, that was
I absolutely believe it. Well, Keith, Chris, want to thank you so much for playing live for us on WNRN today at the Sound Studios in Charlottesville. And can we wrap things up with one more song?
Easy.
Yeah, that's easy for us.
We're a band.
Awesome.
Danny Allen.
This door is always open, this door is always open. No one has the guts to shut us out. But if we have to go now, I guess there's always hope that someplace we'll be serving after hours. This night is winding down, but time means nothing. As always at this hour, our time means nothing. One final round, 'cause time means nothing. Say that you'll stay. Say that you'll stay. Drunk enough that we're fine, soaking up the eyes that everyone else blows away. And if we have to go now, I guess there's always hope. Tomorrow night will be more of the same. This night is winding down, but time means nothing. As always at this hour, our time means nothing. One final round, 'cause time means nothing. Say that you'll stay. Say that you'll stay. Say that you'll stay. To be, we're all right where we're supposed to be. We're all right where we're supposed to be. We're all right where we're supposed to be. This door is always open. This door is always open. No one has the guts to shut us out. No one has the guts to shut us out. Time means nothing. Time means nothing. One final round, 'cause time means nothing. Say that you'll stay. Let you stay.
you stay.